Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas Patterson, second-year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On April 11, 1971, an article in the Barbados Advocate informed its readers about the value of the cooperative movement and its relationship with churches in Barbados. Using Dominica's co-op development through church leadership to emphasize how the credit union movement grew, the article outlined what a cooperative was and the differences between credit unions, housing cooperatives, agricultural and poultry co-ops, and consumer co-ops, while also detailing the benefits of joining a credit union, such as automatic life insurance, savings benefits, death benefits, and housing considerations. The cooperative movement started in 1947 when 28 members of the St. Patrick's Roman Catholic Church organized as Savings Union. This was followed by the Enterprise Savings Union in 1953 and the Shamrock Credit Union and Perseverance Credit Union in 1954. By 1961, there were 16 credit unions in Barbados with only 1,197 members. Many credit union leaders felt that more could have been done to promote credit unions and cooperatives. The publication of an article on the value of the cooperative movement was key to such promotion. The article suggested that Barbadians families could form housing cooperatives to buy land for less money and obtain long-term financing to have their houses constructed. Small agricultural producers were urged to band together to market their produce, and poultry farmers were informed about the value of cooperatives for the marketing of eggs and chickens and the supply of chicken feed. Credit unions came in for special treatment. The article showed how members of a large church or closely affiliated churches could benefit from the establishment of credit unions. Employees in companies and people who live in a particular area who knew each other were also encouraged to establish credit unions. The cooperative principle, the article argued, was the Christian way of doing business, and that churches could play a meaningful role in community development by helping people to help themselves through the cooperative movement. Today, some 55 years after this article appeared in the Barbados Advocate, credit unions and cooperatives have significantly increased their presence in the community, with several credit unions drawing their membership from churches.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.